Chapter 10.2 Section Summary.
Alexander Hamilton was the first Secretary of the Treasury. His biggest challenge was how to address the national debt, the money owed by the United States to various lenders. Hamilton suggested that the federal government pay off the foreign debt at once. Other debt was in the form of bonds, certificates that represent money owed to private citizens. In the years since the American Revolution, many bondholders had sold their bonds to speculators. These investors buy something at a low price in the hope that its value will rise later. Some government leaders did not want to pay the bonds off at full value because doing so would reward the speculators and not the original bondholders. However, Hamilton insisted, arguing that people would put more faith in a government that pays its debts. Hamilton also called for the federal government to assume the war debts of the states. Southern states opposed the plan because they had few war debts. However, the South agreed to support the plan in exchange for moving the national capital farther south to present-day Washington, D.C. The first Secretary of State was Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton had very different political views. Hamilton favored a strong central government, while Jefferson wanted to protect the power of the states. Hamilton had little faith in the common person, while Jefferson argued that the right to rule the country belonged to the average citizen. Hamilton wanted to expand manufacturing and trade. He suggested establishing a protective tariff, a tax on imported products that would make U.S. goods a better buy. Jefferson, on the other hand, thought that the future of the nation lay in agriculture. Hamilton and Jefferson also differed over the idea of a national bank. Hamilton wanted to establish a national bank where the government could save money and take out loans. Jefferson thought the government lacked the power to set up such a bank. He believed in a strict construction of the Constitution. Strict construction meant that the government could do only what the Constitution specifically said it could do. Hamilton, on the other hand, argued for loose construction. This meant that the federal government could take reasonable actions that the Constitution did not specifically forbid. In the case of the bank, Congress supported Hamilton and in 1791 chartered the Bank of the United States for a period of 20 years.